next dissertation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Deborah Thompson, last name T-H-O-M-S-O-N, first name Deborah. This is a triple exercise stress test, file EST space Thompson space D. Coordinator Care Associates letterhead. Triple exercise stress test, date of examination, 5-16-22, referring physician, Adriana, A-D-R-I-A-N-A, Luzzo, L-U-Z-Z-O-M-P, performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 64-year-old female, status post-infection with COVID-19, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 105 over 70, baseline heart rate, 80 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing new Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 162, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 23490, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a greater 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response. Correction. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress period. The patient had mildly increased heart rate response to exercise for her functional capacity without experiencing fatigue until greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate, as noted as well in her prior stress test. The patient had a final blood pressure of 115 over 75 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress or the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression leads 2-3 in AVF, and less than 1 millimeter of horizontal ST depression leads V3 through V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had, it should say in the above paragraph as well, a very good exercise tolerance. 4. The patient had, you know, I'm talking about the original paragraph where it says 11 mets. It should say very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress period. The patient had mildly increased heart rate response to exercise for her functional capacity without experiencing fatigue until she attained greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD. Before I end, please note where it says baseline blood pressure. Please put parentheses bistolic 2.5 milligrams and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, close parentheses. And we're in the original paragraph where it says the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. In the conclusion where it says the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, you can put with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. All right. Thank you to the transcriptionist and dictation.